The other thing we're looking for is mismatch repair, which is quite uncommon, sort of maybe 1% to 3% range, depending on which series you look at. You get that from next-generation sequencing. You can also get that from immunohistochemistry if you look at loss of mismatch repair proteins. And we have treated patients with pembrolizumab in either of those categories of that rare 1% to 3% of patients with either MSI-high or DMMR.
That was actually the next thing I was going to ask you about, and you answered my question in terms of that, in terms of the use of checkpoint inhibitors. I'm just kind of curious, have you had any patients with MSI-high disease that got checkpoint inhibitors?
So we have. It's, you know, our rate of positivity falls in that very low range of kind of the 1% to 3% range. But I say it's humbling part of what we do, you know, because a big question is, you know, what is the correct biomarker? And we've seen all kinds of unusual iterations of this. For example, a patient who has DMMR, meaning has immunohistochemical evidence of loss of mismatch repair proteins, who had a dramatic and ongoing durable response to pembrolizumab, but who on Foundation 1 testing, next generation sequencing testing, had no mutations in mismatch repair proteins and was MSI normal. So there can be this discordance of testing. I mean, I think that's been well described in other fields. So we don't know what the ideal biomarker or set of biomarkers should be, but I would say it's certainly worth looking for because now we have at least two shots on goal in patients who are running out of other options. One is there a reason to consider treatment with platinum or a PARP inhibitor? And then at an even lower rate, is there a reason to consider treatment with pembrolizumab?
So I don't know, that might have slipped by me in some of these other cancers. You're saying there's like a false negative rate with NGS in terms of MSI?
No, I think that patient, why he was MSI normal, I think the assumption, we haven't done other testing yet, but is that he's methylated those proteins and lost expression.
Oh, so you don't have IHC on that patient?
We do have IHC on a responding patient who has loss of mismatch repair protein expression.
So his NGS was false negative, right?
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. So, and, you know, I think that's been described in other cancers as well. So not a criticism of that specific test. It's just a recognition that there can be discordance.
I've been trying to figure that out. I actually hadn't heard that. I think that's really interesting.
And it's also critical when we think about the results of trials that look at populations and say, well, they didn't have mismatch repair by this assay or however they characterize it, particularly when there's a very low rate of responders, because you then wonder whether that biomarker was, in that case, a false positive, or that there's something different about the biology that we don't yet understand.
I know that there was this great paper in JAMA Oncology, and I showed it to Tony Saab at ASCO GI, actually, and he was like, oh, no, they used the old technique or something, but they looked at people who were MSI high, I think it was multiple cancers, who did not respond to a checkpoint inhibitor. And they found a lot of them on central testing were MSI normal.
Right.
And Tony was like, oh, no, they used the old assay or whatever. He didn't think it was that. I was like, wow, it's scary to think you get that wrong.
It's not as clear as it might seem.
Yeah, I mean, he and one other doc presented me cases of people who were referred to them for hospice who had not had MSI testing, were MSI positive, and now doing great. Hospice. I hear that, you know, a lot. I'm sure it's rare, but that it ever occurs is amazing.